CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. Repeater is in an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KQ4WHN. None heard there, so we'll begin with a roll call. Tonight we're going to start off with, as we normally do, with the pre-net check-ins. We'll get all those covered that are out there that haven't been recognized already, and then we'll move on to the HF section, starting with India through Lima. So first and foremost, we have the pre-net check-ins. Would like to recognize KC4PLT, that's Richard from Flowery Branch. KF4CKT, that's John from Honey Path. KC4WGG, that's Patrick, he's from Rome, Georgia. AA4GH, that's Gus, he's in Punta Gorda, Florida. NC9V, that's Leon from Hendersonville. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy from Hendersonville. Got W2AMD, well, that's Andrew from Simpsonville. Continuing on, we've got K4XMR, well, that's Mel, he's in Prosperity. I've got KO4ZEW, that's Ben, he's in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont, along with KG4QLQ, that's Linda. We've got KI4LZI, that's Andy, one of the most recognized voices on the air, and he is in Pickens. Got KO4WTQ, that's Greg, he's in Greer. Got KN4NNK, that's Larry in Louisville, Tennessee. Got KN4RJN, that's John, he's in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KC4W, that's Bill, he's in Anderson. We've got KX4YM, that's Scott, he's here in Greenville. W4IOE, that's Sydney, and he's in Fletcher, North Carolina. I've got KB2BYQ, that's David in Ely. I've got KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. And I've got KG4WNP, well, that's Patrick there in Liberty. Don't have any additional Echolink stations that haven't already been recognized, so let me go ahead and move into the RF section here. Give me 1 second to make sure all my boxes checked, and we're going to start tonight being Tuesday night. We're going to begin in the India through Lima group. I through L, if that first letter after the number in your call sign starts with India through Lima, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, so 73s for each one.
WHN, release check-in, Alpha, Foxtrot, 4, Lima, Victor. My name is Mark, I'm near Belton. I'll be negative and negative, good evening.
4WHN. Thank you for calling the Net Force this evening. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
The Ridge Team Mater Net. And Net Control would like to recognize KK4JFO, that's James. AF4 4LV. That's Mark. You can tell his mother loved him because they named him Mark. He's in Belton. Got KK4JBQ. That's Larry, and along with his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Anyone else in the India Through Lima group, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. That means we move on to the next RF group. Well, that's going to be Mike through Papa, M through P. Your first letter after the number in your call sign starts with Mike through Papa, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Hello? Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in Weir Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Hey, Net Control would like to recognize, well, it's a family affair. KK4ONO, that's Lorena, along with KK4DMW, that's Rick, and their daughter via telephone relay, well, that's KM4MOQ, and that's Michelle. Anyone else in the Mike through Papa group, M through P, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Control, if you would, please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Papa. X-ray Bravo Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Check with your call sign. Apparently, I missed something or I transposed a number. I got Kilo Oscar 4. I'm not sure about the rest.
Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo.
There, I got you that time. It helps when you don't leave. Recognize WT3M. That's William there in Donald's. I think he gave me another location, but I'll go with what I can see on the screen, and I can't remember. Along with Lloyd KO4PXB. Helps when you put the P in there. KO4PXB, that's Lloyd there in Simpsonville. Anyone else in the Mike through Papa group, call KQ4WHN. For Echolink stations, we're still holding steady there, so everybody's coming in RF. I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but the last couple of days in VHF have been really scratchy. So I'm just going to put us down to where all the diehards, because we're out here listening to the static. All right, we're going to move on to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T. If your first letter after the number in your call sign starts with Quebec through Tango, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
4WHN.
Check in, Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray, W4SBX, this is Brad in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4WHN, please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll mean Nana Nana.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net Control would like to recognize W4SBX, that's Brad there in Simpsonville, and KO4QLG, that's Chris there in Liberty. Anyone else in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, thanks for calling the net, and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom.
Control would like to recognize N0TR. Well, that's Tom in Greer. Welcome, Tom. Always good to hear your voice. We're going to take a pause here. I think we're getting into the end of that group, but I see a Echolink station. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. If you want to call in KQ4 WHN or Net Control.
KQ4 WHN, check in. KA4 PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. Negative and negative.
Control would like to recognize KA4 PQA. That's Stephen Eason Greenwood. Thanks for joining us via Echolink tonight, Stephen. Anyone else in the Quebec through Tango group before we move on? Q through T, call KQ4 WHN or Net Control. We're going to move on to the next group. That's Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If your first letter after the number in your call sign starts with Uniform through Zulu, well, that's when you call me. KQ4 WHN or Net Control.
4 WHN. Mark, hello to you and everyone on the net. Please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane and I'm in Cleveland, Northeast Pickens County. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net Control would like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane there in Cleveland. All right. Anyone else in the Uniform through Zulu group? Call KQ4 WHN or Net Control.
WHN. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Net Control would like to recognize WB4ZPH. That's David. He's there in Taylor's, right near me. Thank you for joining us, David and Shane. I don't think I recognized or acknowledged you, but I wanted to say hello and thanks for joining us. I think we're at the end of the alphabet, so let's work our way back around to the top and get into the Alpha through Delta group. If your call sign, well, that number in the middle, if it starts with a the next letter is Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KQ4 WHN or Net Control.
KQ4 WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4 DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Control. Check in and out. This Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India. Check over at Rock Hill. Wet Rock Hill. Y'all have a good one. Control. Check in and out. Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Papa Tony, Forest.
Jim, please turn Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo KO4 NUE. My name is Chad. Location is Deer Camp tonight. Thank you for calling the net, Mark.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net Control would like to recognize W4DJW. That's Dave. He's in Greer, along with KJ4BKI. Well, that's Jack. He's there in Rock Hill. I've got KR4BBP, and that's Philip. He's there in Forest City, North Carolina. And then, actually, I think he wanted to go by Terry or Tony. Come back with me on that one, KR4BBT. I want to make sure I get the name you prefer. Give me your preferred.
Thanks, big Tony.
All right, KR4BBP, that's Tony. Thank you, sir. I'm going to make that adjustment. And then KO4NUE, well, that's Chad. He's there in Campobello. Anyone else in the uniform, I'm sorry, through the Alpha through Delta group, Alpha through Delta, call KQ4, WHN, or Net Control. There, no Echolink stations popping up, so let's go move on to the next group. That's Echo through Hotel, E through H. That first letter after the number in your call sign starts with Echo through Hotel. Call KQ4, WHN, or Net Control.
Good evening, sir. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo, X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, no traffic. No comment tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling it.
Q4, WHN. Please check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November,
KC4EZN Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight. Thanks.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control would like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick there in Penrose. Patrick, I heard some doings earlier this week about an antenna and some static. Hope you got that figured out. And I've got KC4EZN. Well, that's Harry. He's there in Candler. Welcome, and thanks for checking in with us, Harry. Anyone else in the Echo Through Helltale group, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. All right, there. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go through the entire alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We want and need your check-ins. We're going to try and get to 50 tonight, and we're at 43. So you're going to have to help me out here, folks. Let's get some more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu. Anybody anywhere, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
You're doing well. This is KC4SKD Larry and KG4AHS Rhonda. We're in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. And by telephone relay, I'd like to bring along my two brothers, N9TEC, that's Randall, in Asheville, North Carolina, and KF4GGF Charlie, and he's in Goose Creek. If you need me to repeat any of those calls, that's fine, but I hope you're doing well. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. KC4SKD.
KD, can I get the last one more time? I was stumbling, but I got the first three. I just need that last one. I think it was KF4GG. I fell apart there.
I stumble too when I call the net and have to do this, so no problem. KF4GGF, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf, Golf, Foxtrot.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in the Alpha through Zulu group, A through Z, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHN or Net Control.
Mark, please check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, in Greer. I will be in and out this evening.
WHN or Net Control. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in. Kilo, India 4, Delta, Oscar, Sierra. KI4, DOS. That's Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet, Oscar, Yankee. K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
I should probably slow down and recognize some of these folks. So thank you one and all for joining us. This is Net Control, and I'd like to recognize KC4SKD. Well, that's Larry, along with KG4AHS. That's Rhonda. Along with his two brothers, N9TEC, that's Randall. And then the one that I stumbled over, KF4GGF. The system was prompting me with the right credentials. I just didn't pay attention to the software. So that's my problem. But thanks for the correction there. Along with the net controller who makes fun of me the most, and I appreciate him the most. Well, that's Gary. He's KI4DOS. Along with K3JOY, that's his pretty little bride, Joy. You know that I've heard that name before. And then amongst all of that, I've got KK4JD. Well, that's Joseph. Anyone else in the Alpha through Zulu group, A through Z, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Heard there, so that sounds like we've got our 50, which is fantastic. Thank you all for participating. Don't have anybody marked for comment, so I'm going to say this is KQ4WHN, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between rag chews. Didn't have anybody marked down for a comment or ragged you, but if anybody has a desire to key that mic and start a conversation, well, we're here. Let's talk. We had a couple of fairly new hams. I won't say new, but they were fairly new hams that were dealing with issues with antennas and whatnot. That's a good time to find some elder statesmen, some elmers that can walk us through things like that. I've gotten into the habit of learning my way through DC power systems, and I'm working on my second battery box, one that I might be able to take out in the field. Yeah, I'm thinking about field day and what I might want to bring out there and attempt to do. I'm going to admit that I've got an infed half wave that's on order, and I've got my portable battery box that's getting ready to get put together here. So I might make an attempt to actually do something in the field this time, and that'll be a big step for me. For WHN, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, yeah, I can hold a conversation by myself. I've done it before. Anybody who's done field day, got any special advice on what you can always remember to bring? Because I'm worried about power and radios and antennas and coax, but I'm sure there's a thousand other little things that I should probably put in the box and remember to bring with me. Anybody want to comment? Call KQ4 WHN.
WHN, KK4, JBQ.
JBQ, go ahead, sir.
Well, I like the way you asked the question. And something that I would forget is water and bug spray. You won't regret it. KK4, JBQ.
Definite things you need in South Carolina, and I don't think it's going to be 58 degrees by the time this thing comes at the end of June, so I'm really going to try and get there and learn from the people who have been there and done it before me, but I am going to take a stab at doing some QSOs while I'm out there, and I just don't know what I don't know, and I definitely don't want to get out there and forget something, but water's a good point. That's probably one that I wouldn't think about. I'd grab a can of soda out the door, and then I wouldn't have anything further to go through and stay hydrated as we go through that. But gonna try and do a totally mobile rig in my backyard and just see if I can get that up and running. And you know, that way, if I forget something, it's just upstairs. But I'm trying to think what else would be helpful. An HT is kind of a given. I'll have the mobile in the car. I've got my HF rig, which is really not meant to be dragged around, but I'm going to drag it around because it's what I got. And then I've got everything I need either on a pile on the floor or I think coming to me from any number of different vendors. But just looking for that idea that what else do I need? What else do I need to bring? Give us a call, KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN, KC4EZN, Harry.
Harry, tell me what I need to know.
Well, what I forgot last year, we're running on generators, was the little cord that goes between the 110-volt outlet and the back of my power supply. Fortunately, somebody else had one. But my suggestion, and this is something that we tell new hams when they teach our classes, when you have several different radios, every so often sit down and put them together and operate them. That way you'll remember exactly how they work and what their peculiarities are. But the other thing in your situation, set it up out in the backyard and get on the air, operate, and then as you take it apart, take all of those parts and put them in one box. And you'll run about a 50-50 chance of having it all. Don't ask me how I know. Been there. But yeah, that's the best thing, is put it all together and actually get on the air and operate. You know, make some contacts, or just for practice, or I don't know how they will be set up for software, but that would be the next thing to do is find out what logging software that is going to be used and have that already loaded on your computer. And if you're using a radio with cat control, be sure that the computer and the radio talk together, and you do that in your backyard. And then if you're real lucky, when you set it up on field day, it'll all still work together. And like Larry said, I go with one of these, I think it's about a 2-gallon jug of water that I take with me, and just always have it sitting there, and I always sip on it, and then whatever other camping gear and stuff, if you're going to spend the night and stuff like that, that's another whole issue that you have to address too. And again, set up your backyard. We'll turn it back to you, Mark. Best way to do is get out there and learn and watch other people and see how they do things and realize that there's really no one right way, but you can always pick up some little something from somebody else and integrate it into what you do and see how it works. That will turn it back to you, KC4EZM.
For that, Harry, that's one thing I've learned in my my career is there are a lot of ways to do it the wrong way, and oh by God, if there's a way to do it the wrong way, I'm going to find it, and I'm going to do it twice. So just first field day, I think winter field day was my first field day, or my first attempt at seeing how this is done in person, not watching a YouTube video. And it was fascinating to just see all the gear and the expense that people had gone into, that they had multiple HF radios, they had extendable whips, they had in-fed half waves, they had, you know, just every conceivable manner of antenna and power, and some guys just repurposed their trolling motor battery to power their radio. And it's like, you know, if I don't have to spend money, I don't want to spend money. I have a Scottish heritage, that's just the way I am. But a lot of this stuff I'm going to have to catch up on. And while I've got some gift cards and what I can't reuse, I'll have to buy a new. And what's too expensive to buy two of, I'll have to lug out there with me. But an amazing array of different ways of going about it when the last field day came along. And I was probably too starstruck at all of the operators and their ability to reach out and touch people while I was still trying to figure out how to get my antenna set up in the attic. So really looking forward to this one, maybe spending some quality time with some folks out there.
The better part of the fun of it is developing those relationships and just having fun. I know it's supposed to be a contest up here with West Cars. We don't get into the full-blown contest mode. We're more interested in just getting together, and everybody always feels, well, you know, we could have done something else and got a few more contacts and had some more points. But the big thing is just getting people out. And now with all of you new hams, I think making that contact and developing relationships is really probably as important as some of the technical stuff. My favorite field day antenna is an NFED, primarily because it's relatively easy to set up. I've used square loops, I've used delta loops, I've used dipoles, and they were all fun to put up, but when you can throw a rope over a tree limb and drag out your infed, and I usually have about one of these old green army surplus poles that's about 4 feet long. That's the end next to the radio for the infed, and let the coax lay on the ground for the counterpoise and keep it simple. But that's, you know, again, that's the easiest one to put up. But
You know, it's only taken me about 20 years of putting up other stuff to decide, you know, go the easy way. And I'm not ashamed if somebody else puts up a better antenna and they're not there. I don't mind hooking up their coax to the back of my radio and using it too. And that's a way that you can try a different kind of antenna and decide, do you want to try something different next year or stick with what you got? Or, you know, it's an opportunity to try something else out and see how it works. I still think it's developing the relationships and the friendships and, you know, getting new people acquainted with each other and helping each other. That's the bigger part of the fun. And then you can get serious and make contacts, too. Anyway, I'll tell you back to you, Mark. Maybe we'll hear you on air from up here. I'm not 100% sure where we're going to be. The place we were at last year got flooded out by Helene, and I don't think they have got it back to where it's usable, so we're looking for another place, and we'll see how that works. And that's going to be a challenge because the place that they have talked about is a public facility, and depending on where they put us to be, there may or may not be trees. So that's another one of those things that you remember to bring is some poles to put that antenna up in the air with, just in case there aren't any trees. And hopefully we'll have that worked out between now and field day. But again, those are just things that you have to think about. What are you going to hold it up with? And that kind of goes back to where I like my infit, because a 20-foot tall pole, that's not real tall, but it's tall enough for one end, and the other end's 3 feet off the ground, and that's easy to put up if you don't have any trees. So, but that's what I found. We'll turn it back to you, Mark, and say 7-3. I got your call written down here now. KQ4, WHN.
Gary, that's yeah, that's one that I'm counting on, is that there's going to be a tree nearby, because I definitely don't have the 34-foot mast figured out yet, and don't have the wherewithal or the knowledge to build a delta loop or you know, anything that doesn't require a lot of wire going in one direction. So I'll figure that out as time goes on, but definitely I'm not going to drop $400 on an antenna anytime soon with anybody that's got it pre-made. But let's take a minute and drop out of Rag Chew, since I've gone ahead and started that off, and ask for any other check-ins. Anybody listening out there that joined us a little later on that wants to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KQ4WHN or net control. There. Yeah, Harry, that's the thing, is I've got an arborist shot, which is just a bag of lead shot that's meant to go up in a tree and drag the rope back down, and I got man-fed halfway that's gonna come in probably tomorrow, and got some good thin but low-loss coax that's gonna come in from Texas here in a little bit, so hopefully it's gonna be all right, but I got to figure out where I'm going to go and who I'm going to pair up with and how I'm going to stay out of people's way while I fumble about. But definitely want to take on that challenge and get into the world of HF without any kind of assistance from the power grid or the internet or anything else along those lines. But anybody else want to comment? Love to have your thoughts. Sure you've done it where I haven't. So call KQ4WHN.
Comment?
Come on, comment.
This is WT3M from down in Shoals Junction. I heard you mention about a battery box. Have you built it yet? Or I guess where I'm headed with this is I've got a little LiPo lithium battery that's much lighter and more powerful than a standard car or marine battery.
Yes, sir. I have got a 100 amp hour, and I just ordered a 20 amp hour. And I figure the 100 amp hour is going to run my shack when Helene makes a return visit. And we don't lose power in my neighborhood because most everything's underground. So when we lose it, it's usually a more I won't say it's longer than anybody else because I know stories that we, particularly my kids, that were out for longer than we were, but just not having reliable means to even charge cell phones. I went out and built my own little battery box. Well, it's not little. It's a, my own big battery box that's got lights on switches and quick charge ports for USB to charge phones, and it'll probably run my shack for if I'm listening for the better part of a few days. But I've also just got a kind of a toolbox, tackle box, power box that I'm going to take out in the field, 20 amp hour battery. Both are LifePow, and I'm gonna try and use them up and see how far I can get. But that's something that I've been trying to build out and learn more about. I had to go back and remember how DC power worked because it's been a long time since I've done any of that stuff when I was helped my father wire the boat. But it's all good skills. I've got Anderson power poles on everything, and been pretty happy with the results so far. But looking to get that out in the field and actually try it.
You're way ahead of me. I just thought I'd throw that in there. This is WT3M, clear.
T3M, I don't know that I'm ahead of anybody, but I've been trying to do my my due diligence and do my learning and try and figure out what this stuff does. I was just brave enough over the weekend to plug in my phone to my first battery box with the power distribution ports, fearing that I was going to turn my phone into a smoking, smoldering wreck. But it charged it up, worked fine. I guess I know a little bit about what I'm doing there. I followed all the directions. It's not pretty, and it's not small, but it's not really meant to tag around. I've got the other one for the portable excursions, and it's much more manageable and much more size-wise. But, if I need to, I can take the other one out and put it in the car, too. So not looking to walk up and down any mountain trails with either one of these things. It's going to be park the car, walk in maybe 50 or 100 yards, and then complain about the bitterness and difficulty of my challenge. All right, well, let me ask this question. Does anybody have a field day club or location that they're absolutely positively planning to attend that you want to make the pitch for that we should join you? Call KQ4 WHM or Net Control. I'll throw out one more question and I'll let everybody go. We'll close off the net and end the rag chew. But anybody has any comments, any discussion or anything that they want to bring in, feel free to do so. I'll just throw out one more question. Is there anything about operating in the field that's different, other than maybe a lower noise floor, that the first time you did it, you didn't expect it, and it was kind of a surprise? Anybody out there with lessons learned from their first time operating in the field? Call KQ4 WHM. All right, any final check-ins? I'll wrap us up for tonight. Anybody want to check in, A through Z, Z through A? We're going to do the last call here. Call KQ4 WHN or Net Control. All right. Well, Gary, he was KI4DOS. He's going to be running the net tomorrow night on Wednesday, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you checking in with him. If you'll give me just a second, I will submit my net report, and we will call this a net. Thank you one and all for joining us. Stand by. KQ4 WHN now securing the Blue Ridge meter. Let me try that again. This is KQ4 WHN now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, along with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s. Good night, everyone.